talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
He's a gypsy in my soul. It always comes as a surprise when I feel my withered roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my very own. But that's all right, my love, 'cause you're my home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was You're My Home by Billy Joel. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And then we also organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which we had to move from this April to October, and so stay tuned for more information on that. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with interior decorator Debbie DeLong with Designs by Imagine That. Also, Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture, and he's going to be talking about their new building that they are working on now. And then finally, home plan, how would I describe her? She draws home plans, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. But before we get into the show, joining us on the phone is special guest Wendy Murad, Senior Account Manager with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Wendy?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Wendy, you as senior account manager here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, talk about what you do.
I work with all of our clients. I sell ads for the magazine, so we talk about, you know, the values that the magazine provides, that we're not just an ad. I then service the clients after they become clients, and I also work with the home show organizing and filling booths.
Gotcha. And that's what I wanted to talk to you in particular about, is the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we have been we had to cancel the August 2020 home show because of COVID, and also the January 2021 show because of COVID, when cases were spiking here in South Carolina. But we are so excited to be back in the home show business, starting with our Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 27th through the 29th. And, you know, we started putting out feelers to current companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And then people were a little bit, I don't know if you had this experience, but people seemed to be a little bit hesitant. We had a whole bunch of the companies that have done our shows in the past and have had such great results. They immediately signed on and were excited and gave us great feedback. But it's been a little bit... The contracts have been sort of trickling in, and then this week they just sort of broke loose, didn't they?
Yeah, everything kind of, turned on hot this week, so we were able to fill a bunch of spaces. Yesterday in particular, it took us the entire day to do it, but we were able to fill quite a few spaces last week, and I think things are really heating up in that area. We're starting to get a lot more interest from companies about getting back out there, getting introduced to customers, and really boosting their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of, sometimes it's a little, business owners sometimes will try to determine, I wonder why this is happening or that is happening, and we do the same thing. And so I was kind of curious why things all of a sudden broke loose so much this week. And my theory is it's we're now within 90 days of the home show, and so it's sort of on the horizon and sort of within within view of a lot of home related companies that they are like, you know, we've got this this home show that's coming up in just a couple of months. What's your theory?
Yeah, I think that that's correct. And then I also think that people are getting back out there, going out to eat. You know, mask restrictions have been lifted, so people feel more comfortable, you know, getting out, being out with each other. They're doing more work, you know, within people's homes now. So everybody seems to have a more larger comfort level with mm-hmm. being out in groups. And so everybody, I think, is ready to go back out and test the waters with their company and really get moving again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that has a lot to do with it, where, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I think, is when the federal government finally said, okay, no more, you don't have to, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And so now all of a sudden, you know, every day it seems like we're getting back to normal more and more. And, you know, the masks are sort of a memory at this point. Most people who've been donated aren't wearing masks, and most businesses are not requiring that you wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. And so people's comfort zone is starting to increase. And so that I think has a lot to do with, and I think it's only going to get better and better as we put COVID in the rearview mirror.
Yes, and they know that we're going to be social distancing at this event, even though we're back. We will have larger aisles and, you know, more social distancing so that people, you know, that may not be all that comfortable, they can be more comfortable.
Exactly. Wendy, what you've been with us for, you just celebrated your three-year anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm, I sure did.
Well, thank you for all your hard work over the last 3 years, and you've been involved with our home shows all those years. And what do you had never helped organize a home show before you came to Charleston Home and Design Magazine? And what are some of the things that you like most about our home shows?
I think probably my favorite thing is the atmosphere. Everybody seems to be happy, they're ready to make money, and having our, you know, advertisers all there in one spot, it's kind of like, you know, the magazine coming to life. So it's also a great networking opportunity for our clients as they meet other clients. So you have that interaction between the builders and the people that do blinds, and the cabinet people, you know, are meeting the granite or countertop people. So I think everybody's exciting about, you know, meeting new vendors, making connections, and then also it's just a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, the vendors end up, you're right, we've noticed that quite a bit, where the vendors will they end up making contacts with each other, and all of a sudden they're doing business with each other going forward. And then you mentioned the atmosphere, and we've been organizing home shows since 2004, and so we have so many companies, vendors that have been with us from the very beginning. And why do you think that they sign up for our home show year after year after year?
Well, I mean, my first guess would be that they see results. you know, they're not going to sign back up if they're not getting clients and making money. You know, they're looking at their return on investment for what they're putting into the show, mm-hmm. and clearly that's working for them.
Right, right. And I always think of Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting about how it was a Sunday, and this family stopped at his booth, and they ended up staying there talking to Tommy for about 3 hours. And it turns out the family was headed by a doctor, and he said, I live on James Island, and I've bought some property, and I want you to come and look at my house and see the style that I have now, because you're going to build my future home. And so there's stories like that, so many stories like that our vendors have shared with us. And so we always get comments too about how our home shows seem to attract very serious buyers versus some of the other home shows where maybe people are walking through and kicking the tires, not really looking to improve their home so much, but are just looking to kind of spend a little time during the day. Is that accurate?
Yes, I think so. And I think that because we've been doing home shows for so long, people are connecting the magazine with the home show. And, you know, when you look at the magazine, it's so respected and well done that I think, you know, people want to come out and see the quality vendors that we have.
Exactly. Quality vendors. I think we probably have some listeners that have visited a home show, not one of our home shows, in the past, and been a little disappointed about the quality vendors that were not present at those other home shows. And we always have the best A-list vendors at the Charleston, at our two home shows. But we're almost out of time. Wendy, I wanted to, if we have a lot of business owners that listen to our radio show, if they wanted to talk to you about buying a booth, or more than one booth, how could they get in touch with you, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give me a call on my cell phone, or they can text me on my cell phone. That number is 843-655-4102. Or they can shoot me an email at wmurad, M-U-R-A-D, at newhomecharleston.com.
Okay, and you can always contact Charleston Home and Design Magazine and mention that you'd like to speak to Wendy, and we'll put you in touch with Wendy as well. Well, we've been talking to Wendy Murad, Senior Account Manager with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And to all our listeners, have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. How you doing, Ashley?
Great, thank you.
Good, good. Ashley, take a moment and tell everybody about Design on Tap.
Design on Tap is a plumbing showroom. We're located in West Ashley, and we service everything from walk-ins to architects, designers, builders. So just about everything. And we handle anything having to do with water. So whether it's faucets, sinks, tubs, water filtration, hot water heaters, steam units, just anything having to do with water, we sell.
Gotcha. And paint a picture for our listeners of what the Design on Tap showroom looks like, because it's very impressive. You walk in the door, and you've got like 20-foot ceilings, and why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a nice open. It's in a retail center, so we're not attached to a warehouse. So it's a beautiful, open, airy, where there's not a ton of stuff crammed in here. Like, it's more of a boutique type showroom, which clients seem to love because it's not overwhelming. It makes it very simple for people to make selections.
Gotcha. Is it organized in a particular way?
It is. We're a little bit different than most other places that we don't organize by manufacturer. So we organize based on style. So it's easier for us to go up to a wall and say, are you drawn to this wall or are you drawn to this wall? And clients immediately know which way they're going. So then it's very simple. We're at the transitional wall, and they're going to pick everything from that section normally.
What does that mean, transitional?
Well, It's a nice way of saying everybody wants clean lines right now. No mm-hmm. one seems no one wants anything fussy. No one wants anything really traditional, or very few. But not going stark cold like a modern. So transitional is very, very popular right now, and in lots of finishes. And if we're talking finishes, then the hot finishes right now are what we call either like a champagne bronze or lux gold. So brushed brasses that are more muted, nothing too yellow, nothing too gold, and then black. Black is coming on huge, and I expect to see that followed up with white starting to hit.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is Design on Tap experiencing any of the similar problems with getting product in house and so forth that a lot of other companies, appliance companies and so on are experiencing?
Yes, we have a lot of domestic manufacturers. So here in the States, and then we had the big freeze in Texas this spring, and which shut down resin suppliers. So that's affecting paint. That's affecting all our U.S. tub manufacturers. It affects rough-in PVC pipe, electrical boxes, everything that's made with resin, which is a ton of different products in the plumbing world. So all that's affected. They're running at less than 25% capacity on top of the demand that is out right now. I mean, everybody's remodeling or starting to build, and they just can't keep up. So yes, we have across the board delays on pretty much everything. So our suggestion is get in, make selections, and order trim as soon as possible. And that way we'd rather have it sitting in our warehouse waiting for you than us keep saying, okay, it's another 4 weeks. It's another 4 weeks and holding up the job.
Well, like, for example, when we built our house, one of the surprises that we had was that we needed to pick out the fixtures for the shower because you need to install the shower valve very early on in the rough-in stage. And so can people still – is that still enough time in advance to, be ordering their fixtures?
Yeah, normally we stock all the rough-in items. For the most vast majority of the fixtures out there, we stock the rough-in items, so that's usually easy. But even now, we're getting rough-in valves that are on back order. So, yes, the suggestion is come in as soon as possible and order as soon as possible so that you're not waiting for items to come in and holding your job up.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody is coping with the situation that we have with the delays and so forth. And I think as long as you and some of the other suppliers are able to educate your customers and just let them know, hey, this is the way it used to be, and now this is the way it is right now. People seem to be adjusting. Is that what you're finding?
Yes. Yes. We tell everybody. We try to educate everybody right now about lead times, because we used to never have, like, to get a kitchen faucet in from Breezer or something would be a week, 2 weeks if we didn't have it in stock. But now we're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. So we're just letting everybody know. You know, some people walk in and they want a faucet today in a specialty finish. Like, it's just there's no way. You're gonna have to either settle for something else, or you're going to have to reschedule your project. So that's why we just try to educate everybody. And most everybody is receptive. They're fine. And most builders are backed up anyway, and contractors. So that remodel, there's no quick turnarounds on those either. They're talking to remodelers now who can't get to them for 3 or 4 months anyway. So it seems to all be working out for the most part.
Right. Gotcha. So I'm looking at the Design on Tap ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And it shows one of those gold fixtures in like a butler's pantry.
Yeah.
And so you were mentioning that gold is one of those top finish choices for people these days.
Yes, the brushed gold trimmer. That one is more of a polished in that particular butler's pantry area, and it's beautiful on there. And also in your magazine this month, we also have, by that same designer, Manny Walker, the master bathroom. Excuse me, that has satin gold throughout, and it's beautiful. And it's more of a brush finish. Very pretty.
Gotcha. So do you find that customers, are you sort of leading customers to these choices, or are they doing that on their own? Because
they're inundated with advertisements, and a lot of designers are all loving that finish right now. And that's what's driving it. We don't really have to show it to them. They come in asking for it.
Gotcha. And, you know, because that's the safe bets would be the chrome and the satin nickel and things like that, right? And so people are willing to get out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Yes, and these, and like I said before, these aren't like, they're more muted brasses. They're not, you know, for the most part, very bright or loud. It's a more muted color that's going to stand the test of time a little better than a polished brass or a polished gold.
Talk about some of the brands that Design on Tap carries.
We carry all your standards, so like your Kohler, your Moen, your Delta, and then we have a lot of like specialty, like Watermark Designs is all made in Brooklyn, New York. Brizo is the designer side of Delta, which is a fabulous line. We sell a lot of it, and a lot of it's finish driven. They have some great finishes that everybody wants. And they're permanent finishes, which people don't want to maintain the living finishes. And we always educate our clients about that, too. What's a living finish versus a permanent finish? Most everybody wants a permanent finish. Occasionally, you'll have people that want the living finish that's going to turn over time. But so Watermark and Brizo. We have Newport Brass, a line out of California. Roll, which is mostly Italian-made, some English-made items there. We do a lot of domestic with, like, Thompson Traders, which are brass sinks and rose gold sinks and different types of metals. A lot of our tub manufacturers are here in the States, MTI, Amrich, Hydro Systems. Those are all great tub people. And so a little different than your big boxes, lots of more options, lots more finishes. A lot more brass in the materials.
Yeah, you just mentioned a few brands that you can find in a big box store. And what's the difference? And someone who may not be educated in the differences between the fixtures you find at an independent plumbing fixture company like Design on Tap versus a big box store.
Right. Well, a lot of those manufacturers, whether Kohler, Moen, Delta, will all make special series just for Home Depot and Lowe's big boxes, and they have a lot more plastic and stuff in them. And then some of the series we sell that they also sell, but it's a different version of the same. They have to get it down to a price point for the masses that shop at the big box. Nothing wrong with the big box, but they have to get the price point down, and they do that in various ways by changing out some of the materials that they use to make the faucets.
Gotcha. So there's pressure from the big box stores to, hey, we need a fixture that's going to sell for less than $200, and
exactly. And
so the manufacturer responds to that by saying, okay, but we're going to use plastic parts versus brass parts and so forth. And, you know,
sure.
Something that people need to take into consideration is usually you hire a plumber to install those fixtures as well. And so if a fixture wears out sooner, you're not only going to have to replace that fixture, but you're going to have to call the plumber. So there's an added expense there. So when you add that all up, it almost makes sense to just go ahead and get what you pay for, buy a quality fixture from a place like Design on Tap and know that it's going to last for a long, long time.
Right, right. And a lot of times clients, we love educating clients about how things work and shower systems set up, and a lot of people just, they think they understand it, but they don't really understand it. So, I mean, that's a lot of part of our job is educating the client about why you need this certain valve in a shower to make that rain head work. Or if you're going to have multifunctions, there's another way to set it up versus doing that way, which may be less expensive, but perform better. So that's a lot of part of our job as well, is just educating people about the best way to do things for what they want to do.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Design on Tap?
They're welcome to stop by. We are appointment only for, you know, selections currently, just because everybody's so busy. But we'd love for you to stop by, visit the showroom. We have a landing page, basically, for our website. We're working on that, which is designontap.net. And then they can always call us, email us. We're happy. We do lots of information via email and phone. So a lot of our clients are from out of town, so we work that way as well.
And where's the physical location?
It's 2048 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, and that's West Ashley near Red Lobster. So right near 526.
And you share the same building with Stella Nova, which is a popular place.
We do. Yep.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Judson?
I'm doing great, Tim. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you. Judson, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Definitely, yes. One of the things I love about Charleston Amish Furniture is the quality of the wood, the family, the friendly atmosphere. We're a family-owned company. We're not a large corporate business, and we pride ourselves in maintaining that American way, if you will. And we offer quality, solid wood, American-made products. And the Amish have really come a long way with a variety of styles and designs. So we offer pretty much anything you would need for any part of your home or office, even your kitchen now. And multiple types of designs and styles.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I was talking to someone who mentioned that his wife was leafing through Charleston Home and Design magazine, and when they saw the Charleston Amish Furniture ad, she said, "Oh, we got to go check this out." And she's from Ohio originally, and so she was already familiar with the fact that Amish made furniture is high quality, and but a lot of people around here are not familiar with Amish made furniture. Can you talk about the quality of the Amish made furniture at Charleston Amish Furniture?
Definitely, yeah. One of the things I would say that really stands us apart is we use only solid wood. We do not use any veneers, particle boards. All of our woods are solid, so you get your choice of wood. It's all handcrafted, made to order by small family-owned Amish groups up in Ohio and Indiana. The majority of our furniture comes from Sugar Creek, Ohio area. And, every piece is built to the measurement that you specify. We have some standard pieces you can order or purchase right off the floor. But if you would like to have something designed, for the most part, the only limitation is the mind, and the quality is there to match it as well. We have stood by our products. We offer a personal 10-year guarantee from the store on all of our products. And with our outdoor furniture, we even offer a lifetime warranty on that as well. But the catalytic conversion varnish that we put on all of our wood furniture is so strong and so durable that, we will warranty for 10 years. And it's just a great product. And it, in essence, makes your table waterproof, if you will.
Yeah, when I was a while ago when I did an interview at Charleston Amish Furniture, I remember I had a bottle of water with me, and I said, "Do you have a coasters or something I can set this on?" You said, "You don't need coasters with and is that the varnish that you're talking about?
That's the one, Tim. Yes. Yeah. You know, hot cup of coffee, wet water, anything like that. If it can sit on there for 48 to 72 hours, and it will not cause any permanent rings. And if it does, we'll get it taken care of right away for you. We'll pick it up. We'll ship it up at no additional charge to you.
Well, I wish we had that kind of varnish on our furniture at home, because every time I set something down on something that's made out of wood, my wife instantly says, "Did you put it on a coaster?" But no need to do that if you buy some furniture from Charleston Amish Furniture. You just mentioned outdoor furniture. Talk about the types of outdoor furniture that's available to buyers right here in Charleston?
Definitely, yeah. The majority of all of our outdoor furniture, or all of our outdoor furniture at this time, is what's commonly known as poly furniture or poly lumber furniture. Polyethylene would be its technical name, but it's over 94% recycled material. We use marine-grade stainless steel hardware on every part of it, so you don't have to worry about this this harsher air down here that we have in Charleston, that salty air, causing any oxidization, any rust on the screws and the bolts. And, you know, we believe so strongly in this product that, yeah, like I was saying earlier, we warranty this for a lifetime. And when I say that, that's not another business warranting this. That's us personally from the store warranting that this product will last a lifetime. If it ever breaks, if it bends and does not, you know, immediately go back in position, if you start getting rust marks or anything of defect where it will break or pop apart, we will take care of that for you at no cost to you as a client. And you know, it's 100% UV resistant. The color is saturated all the way through our poly, so that if you'd ever get a scrape or a cut on it, it will not, you know, you won't have a white line or something hidden underneath. And it just, it's a wonderful piece. I love it.
Well, and once again, even when it comes to outdoor furniture, and this outdoor furniture you said is made out of, it's a poly resin type furniture that is
correct,
made
yep.
to stand up. You don't have to put a cover over it or anything like that when it's not in use. And it just goes back to the same kind of quality that the Amish and the Amish make this furniture, right?
That is correct. Yes, it is all handmade by the Amish up in Ohio. And, you know, gone are the days where you have to refinish your wood furniture out on the dock every year or every 2 years. I checked in with a few of our clients. We've put some of this poly out there at the end of a dock, you know, down by the water, and it doesn't age. I mean, it looks as good now as it did 4 years ago, and mm-hmm. it's quality lumber for sure. And yeah, so highly recommended if you're looking for care-free, maintenance-free poly outdoor furniture that you can use for a lifetime. I highly recommend coming, at least taking a look at what we have and seeing if we have something that will work for you.
That's excellent. And we've talked about the quality of the outdoor furniture, but can you tell me about some of the different styles of outdoor furniture that Charleston Amish Furniture has?
Most definitely, yes. The most common style is what's commonly known as the Adirondack. And so we offer more the traditional, what they call Adirondack chairs, and a few different styles, sizes, and shapes. We have a variety here on the floor to view. You can choose from a variety of colors. There's over 75 different color combinations that you can choose from. And, that's our most popular style. But then we also offer gliders in 4 foot lengths and 5 foot lengths. We have swings and swing stands. We have fire pits that you can connect to a propane tank, you know, for when Charleston has those slightly cooler evenings here in the fall, or if you just want to keep the bugs away on a summer night, you know, it's a great addition there. Anything from dining tables for your outdoor patio to picnic tables for the yard. We have a little bit of everything.
Excellent. Judson, you have a big sale happening the month of June. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure, Tim. Yes. So in June, very excited to announce our summer sale. And what we're offering is for the entire month of June, we are going to be offering, say, 20% off any furniture, order or inventory, for that entire month. And it's just going to be a great time to get some deals. We rarely go to that 20% discount, but we decided to go ahead and do that for our summer sale. And that goes for the poly furniture, that goes for the upholstery, that goes for the wood dining, the bedroom, anything you're looking for. June is going to be the time to buy. That is a great time right there.
Excellent. And you just mentioned upholstery, and you know, we've been talking about the quality wood that's used for the wood products, the dining room tables and what have you, from Charleston Amish Furniture. But Charleston Amish Furniture, you also have Amish-made sofas and that are upholstered and chairs?
That is correct, yeah. We have all of our upholstery, we have hard maple kiln dried frames. Warranty the cushions, the foam in the cushions and the backs, the suspension and the frames for a lifetime. That there's not going to be any breakage or any issue like that. They're all double doweled, glued, and screwed. We offer a variety of machine tied and 8-way hand tied. And then depending on the fabric you choose, we have some performance fabrics that we also warranty for a lifetime.
Excellent.
Against staining and any type of defect like that.
Well, that's good. That's good. How has the supply chain been for Charleston Amish Furniture?
Well, I'll tell you what, in certain areas, especially with the outdoor and some of the bedroom, we've been able to maintain those faster lead times. But we do have our handful, just like everyone else in the furniture industry. Upholstery, especially the foam, is showing some massive slowdowns. And realistically, you know, running 20, 25 weeks on some of that foam. But at the same time, you know, there a wide variety of everything we have here at the store, you know, we can get within a month and a half. Which is, with the current situation and everything that's going on, that seems to be a very quick time that we're able to get those to turn around. One of the things that really helps us is working directly with the Amish in Ohio. We don't, you know, we can keep our trucking lines open throughout the U.S. here. And, yeah, we've been really fortunate to be able to be able to keep the times that where they're at. But overall, our average right now is running at 8 to 10 weeks.
Gotcha. And people are starting to get used to the fact that you should plan ahead when it comes to the choices that you're making for your home. And but then again, Charleston Amish Furniture, you folks still have a good selection where they can buy right on the spot, that's right there on the floor.
Yes, Tim. Yeah, I mean, we have almost 30,000 square feet here on the showroom floor, and we keep it fully stocked. And if you see something that you like, yeah, you can just take it home right there, or you can schedule a delivery and we'll bring it out to you. Just to keep that convenience of being able to have furniture, you know, as soon as possible into your home. That way you're not waiting for a longer lead time. And, you know, with 30,000 square feet, you can put quite a bit of furniture. So we have a wide variety of dining, bedroom, upholstery, outdoor, office, and quite a few more little areas as well.
Well, speaking of your store, Charleston Amish Furniture is going to be moving to a brand new location later this year, correct?
That is correct. Yes, Tim. I am incredibly excited about that. So currently we are in this location here. We're renting, and you know, we've been here for about 4 years, and we love this little area, and the area has been good for us. But you know, it's time to move on and to have our own place. And we found a great place about a mile down the road from where we are now. As we get closer to the time, we will be announcing more and giving the address, and you know, having directional signs, making sure that no one comes here and gets lost trying to find us over there. But January 15th is sometime around the beginning of January. The exact date will be soon to come. We're planning for our grand opening, and we are just incredibly excited to be able to have the blessing of being able to kind of have a store that we can design and create the way it needs to be for the furniture that we offer.
Excellent.
And so we heartily welcome everybody in Charleston and beyond to come take a look at it.
And finally, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, this is a new product offering from Charleston Amish Furniture. You folks are now offering Amish made cabinetry for the kitchen and bathroom.
That is correct, Tim. Yes. So our owner, Matt Troyer, he worked on this, and he worked really hard and got all this lined up to where we were able to offer it. We found a way to simplify the system just a little bit. But if you are looking for custom Amish hardwood cabinetry, and like, you know, it's built to the same standards as the rest of our furniture, if you come into our showroom, we have a few pieces here that you can take a look at. You can see how the dado joints and the routing and how everything is fastened to where the cabinet almost holds itself together. And we can do, you know, anything from finish back islands to any type of customizations you would need. They're built in what's known as 3-inch increments for sizing, but Yeah, from the wood choice to the finished color, if you want stain, if you want paint, if you want a hood over your oven, if you want a cabinet over your fridge, or just want base cabinets, you know, whatever you need. We do have this new line, so I would ask that definitely come in and check it out. And we'd be happy to answer your questions and see how we can help you in the future.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, don't forget about the big 20% off sale that Charleston Amish Furniture is having through the month of June. And tell our listeners where Charleston Amish Furniture is located and how they can get in touch with you folks.
Most definitely, yes. So the best way to reach us is to give us a call at 843-225-2513. Or if you want to drive out here and take a look at what we're all about and what we have on the floor, our address is 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, Charleston, South Carolina, 29407. And we are open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And my team here on the floor would be more than happy to aid you however they can. And if you bring in a picture of what you want, or if you bring in a picture of the area that your furniture is going in, we'd be happy to aid you in trying to find and design that perfect piece for you. All of our sales technicians on the floor are just experts in their field. They've been doing it for years, and they are just excellent at really helping you find exactly what you're looking for, so that every client walks away or leaves the store with, you know, knowing that they found the piece that they're looking for.
Well, very good. And Charleston Amish Furniture is located in the same shopping center as Publix in West Ashley. That's kind of a landmark.
Correct. Yes. If you know where the Toastery is, or the Starbucks, or the Publix, we are right in here. You'll see that Amish buggy out front. It's hard to miss. We have a deck on the side of the building with along the Sam Rittenberg side, and we have poly all along there. And keep an eye out for us. Come in, check us out. And starting in June here, that 20% off store-wide is the perfect time to find what you need for your home.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Judson.
Hey, thank you so much, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. How are you, Jody?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
Good, thank you. Jody, take a moment and tell everybody about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
So we are a full-service design firm. We do custom home design, renovations, additions, ADUs or additional dwelling units. Popular stuff right now is mother-in-law suites and that sort of thing. So that's what we do. We do the design work, and we provide working drawings, and we have a great resource list of other folks that we work with, engineers and landscape architects, interior designers, even realtors and that sort of thing. So we're able to really help our clients through the entire process from start to finish, even to, some referrals for some builders that we've worked with that have great reputations in the Lowcountry. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. We also help with ARB submittals and are very familiar with local ordinances and zoning and have good contacts with the cities and other municipalities around.
Gotcha. So Crosby Creations Home Designs, you folks are not an interior designer. You draw the house plans before a project even begins, right?
That is 100% correct, Tim.
Gotcha, gotcha. And you also mentioned that you help out a lot with ARB submissions. And talk about that, because that's a pretty important part of the process, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you're in a subdivision that has an architectural review board or architectural control committee or, design review or whatever the acronym is, that's something that we always have to be aware of ahead of time. We get the their design guidelines, and we design based on their guidelines, because that's pretty much just a recipe for us to make sure that we're not getting a bunch of kickback once we submit the plans. Just follow the rules. I mean, that's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. So, we'll help out with the submittals for the homeowners so that they can get through that process fairly smoothly, and we have good familiarity with a lot of the subdivisions around here that do have those review boards.
Good deal. So Crosby Creations Home Designs, you folks just took away two Prism Awards at the Home Builders, the Charleston Home Builders Association annual Prism Awards program, and can you tell our listeners about those two awards that you Crosby Creations Home Designs won?
Yeah, absolutely. We, for the first time, won in the outdoor living space for a pool cabana that we designed in the 200,000 and under range, and that one was really exciting. It was a super fun project. The clients had a house that they had just built, had like really cool gambrel roofs on it, really very farm-esque, if you will. And they wanted the structure to be able to tie in and complement the existing house. So I hope there's somewhere that people can go to take a look. If not, obviously through our website and our house site, we've got some pictures of it. But it was just a unique project. We chose not to go with the gambrel roof. We went with something a little bit different. They made some alterations to the overhangs actually in the field, which was really cool. It really set the whole project off. And we'd love for folks to go out and take a look and just see what the capabilities are when we get to really step outside of just that sort of vanilla everyday building formation. We get to do something really fun. It had some brick bases and some custom milled trusses on it and that sort of thing. So it was definitely a showstopper for us in the design aspect of things. The other category that we won in was the single family home in the 1.5, the $2 million range for a home out on Wadmalaw.
This was new construction, correct?
That was also a really cool project for me because I actually worked with these folks. They lived in Asia. So we did everything, pretty much by through email, and it was really cool because I get to credit the magazine for even getting in with these folks because they happened to stop by the booth at the home show and pick up a koozie that happened to make it all the way overseas, and that's how they reached out to me. And I really enjoyed working, with that family. They were a lot of fun. They introduced me to their parents, and I just actually last year designed a home for their parents as well.
The power of a koozie, huh?
All because of a koozie. I'm going to tell you what, that marketing stuff really works. But obviously, if it weren't for the home show, we wouldn't have gotten that lead. So it paid off twice.
right. Well, so the first award that the Prism Award that you got, that was for outdoor living, and that was for a pool cabana. So they had an existing home, and they wanted the pool cabana to not look like it was sort of out of place or anything. They wanted it to look as though it was part of the overall motif of the home. And what did the homeowners want functionally as far as the pool cabana goes?
Obviously, when we're doing pool cabanas, it's going to be for entertainment purposes. They wanted to incorporate a bar, open seating area, fireplace, and an outdoor kitchen. So it was basically the everything that they needed to have a poolside party.
Gotcha. And then for the second award that you got, that was for a new construction home, right, in the $1.5 to $2 million range.
Correct.
Gotcha. And before we started the interview, you mentioned that you also won two additional awards. These were joint awards along with you and a builder. And these were these both remodel projects?
No, one was single family. And that one is located in Key Worth Estates. That was in the $700,000 to $800,000 range, and the other was a remodel in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. And those projects were done jointly with Priester Custom Contracting. And we, you know, I work with Tommy a lot with several projects a year, and you know, he's a fabulous builder to work with, and you know, he always brings home the awards. But we typically do some joint entries for the prisms. You know, when I'm doing the design work for it. So it was pretty cool. It was an epic year for Crosby Creations. We're excited about it.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on those four awards. So for the remodel, I can totally understand why a homeowner would need a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs to create the house plans and but what about with the remodel? Oftentimes people do not hire a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs for a remodel. Why is it important to maybe talk to Crosby Creations Home Designs when someone's interested in remodeling their home?
Well, so there's definitely different categories and different aspects and levels of remodeling. So if you're going to go in and you're going to do facelift on your kitchen and your bathrooms, and you know, that's something that you don't need us for. You can hire one of the great vendors that, you know, advertises with the magazine that, you know, that's all they do are kitchens and baths. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the point to where you're trying to remove walls, you're trying to rearrange spaces, you know, you're swapping out components and moving things around in the kitchen and the bathroom, or, you know, just maybe it's a full gut. Hiring a design firm to walk you through that process and create that design for you is not only a necessary thing just for the visualization of the client, but it's a necessary thing for the builder, because if you're going into something and you're articulating with your hand, you're going, remove this wall and move that wall there, and you know, that's not something that can really go down the line from, you know, dreaming up the project to actually executing it, because you've got to have a set of plans. You got to be able to permit it. You know, the builder has to have a set of plans so that they can price it out. They can send it, you know, to their subs and their suppliers, and you can make material selections and all the you know, the many things, or the many moving parts that go along with the building or the remodeling process. So We go out, we measure, we come back, we draw, you know, what we've measured, we copy it over, we make the modifications based on the client's, you know, scope of work, and then we send it over, and they have an opportunity to take a look at it and say, oh, that's not really what I wanted, you know, let's maybe try this, or we really want to get this, how can we achieve that? And it's just, you know, it's a process, and I hope it's a fun process for most. But it allows people to be able to really visualize what they have and be able to visualize what it can be. You know, we also bring in the structural engineer once we get to a working drawing that the client's happy with. At that point, we want to make sure that everything that we've proposed is feasible. And you know, we do our best, the best that we can to follow those load paths. But ultimately, we need the structural engineer involved so that they can just make sure that we're not going to have any issues, and we can make everything work, and we can get the support in there that we need to, and we're opening up walls and so on and so forth. That having a design firm design your remodeling project is the best way to go. And it, in the comparison of the price of construction, we're such a small, you know, percentage of the overall cost. I think it's really worth checking out if anybody listening is looking at, you know, doing a remodel project.
Yeah, having a plan is so, so important, because I've seen homeowners that are kind of winging it and taking it kind of step by step, like, okay, now what do we do? And That can get expensive because there can be some mistakes that are made that have to be reconstructed but just having that overall plan but when it comes to the plan that you present to the homeowners, sometimes I've always been impressed with builders and architects and home designers and interior designers that they can look at a flat one-dimensional set of plans and they can visualize what it looks like, but a homeowner oftentimes cannot. How do you have any kind of special software that makes it easy for homeowners to see the vision before a single nail has been driven?
Oh, absolutely. We actually use Revit is the program that we use, which is 100% three-dimensional, each wall, window, all the way down to the trim. Everything is 3D, so we're able to provide those views, and we're able to, generate a vision for these homeowners. So if they say, "Well, I really like to, I want to stand at the front door, and I want to see what I see when I look at the back wall of the house," we can generate that view for them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a valuable thing that we're able to provide to our homeowners.
Yeah. And we're almost out of time, Jody, but I wanted to ask you, Crosby Creations Home Designs, how many years have you folks been in business?
Oh, goodness. We've been in business since 2008. So I guess we're 13 years in now.
Gotcha. And over that time, you've drawn many, many house plans, many sets of house plans, and don't you have some stock house plans that people can look at and purchase rather than you starting from scratch for them?
Absolutely. If that's something that folks are interested in, they can go to our website at crosby-creations.com, and there's a tab that says Buy Plans. And then if there's, if they're still really interested and don't find anything that they necessarily like, go to that contact form and reach out to us. Tell us what you want, and we'll search through our historical and see if we have something that fits the bill. We have more plans to get out there, but we've been super blessed, and we're just so busy that we honestly haven't had time to get them out and advertise. So, definitely, if you're looking for a stock plan, reach out to us. We'd love to be able to see if we have something in our inventory that would suit your needs.
Can those plans, those stock plans, be modified at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, every one of them are modifiable.
Good, good, good. Well, how can folks get more information from Crosby Creations Home Designs?
You can call our office at 843-998-0505. Or you can visit us on the web at crosby-creations.com.
All right. And you can always find Crosby Creations Home Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And come out and see Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, we've been talking to Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.